hardest thing about being a woman is kind of standing your ground, knowing when you are correct in certain situations and not being afraid to stand up for what you know is right.
Society has constantly told women that we are not good enough, that we have to look a certain way.
Being a Black woman, you face the injustices of being a woman, but you also face the injustices of being Black, and sometimes those things can be conflicting.
These are the voices of women interviewed about what it's like being a woman working at Canada's national radio and TV broadcaster, the CBC, for International Women's Day in 2020. It's posted on YouTube. All around the world, there are very powerful voices of women being heard daily on the radio. I will never suggest there are enough women's voices being heard or enough women in positions of power and influence in radio. But I think it's time for academics to start to be more serious and investigative and inclusive in their approaches to documenting women in radio. A new book from 2020, arriving in my pandemic reading orders, suggests the editor thinks many Canadians would be hard-pressed to remember the names of women in radio and television. And then they suggest the name of one woman, known from the CBC. I'm pretty sure that some of the most popular voices in radio in Canada are women, and I want to talk about some of them today. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 16. Whether they realize it or not, many women and men in radio around the world are following some practices today that originate with a woman, Hilda Matheson, at the BBC nearly 100 years ago. For more about that, I'll refer you to Season 2, Episode 6. The book most recently arrived is Women in Radio, Unfiltered Voices from Canada, edited by Genevieve Bonin-Labelle from the University of Ottawa Press. It's a worthwhile collection of articles by various researchers. Like much academic writing about radio and women in radio, it has very little to say about women in commercial radio. There are many great stories yet to be written and told, so I want to suggest some here. I'll start by saying I have never worked in a radio station in which the voices on air were entirely those of men. My career in radio goes back only to the 1970s. I have never worked at a radio station that did not have women on air in the newsroom. Almost every station had women on air as regular weekday music hosts. From my childhood listening, I remember powerful women's voices on the radio. Betty Kennedy on CFRB Toronto, Bernice Adams on CFTJ in my hometown, Cambridge, Ontario. Bernice did a talk show. By the time I worked there, she was a city councillor. There are places and events and awards named in her memory now. Early in my career, everyone in radio knew one of the most influential people in music radio in North America was a woman. Rosalie Tremblay was the music director at CKLW Windsor, one of the most influential top 40 radio stations anywhere. If she didn't put your record on CKLW, hundreds of other radio stations would not play it. When I got to Chum FM in Toronto, several on-air personalities were women, among them Elaine MacDonald, Deanna Nason, Nancy Krant, and Ingrid Schumacher. There's a story. Ingrid made it onto Chum FM, the dream station for people studying in radio in the 70s, right out of college, and it was heard daily on air, mostly in the highly desired midday air shift, on a station that became the highest rated in the country for a time, for close to 40 years. Here's another. Marilyn Dennis was brought in to Chum FM in 1986 and started on air on the morning show by doing traffic. But it was made very clear to me early on, Marilyn was not here to do the traffic. She was being developed here as a star. Very soon, she had equal billing in the morning show name. Within a few years, she had a daily local TV show on a company station. A few years later, it went national and still runs daily on the CTV National Television Network across Canada. 35 years after she started at Chum FM, the morning show is billed as Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. There's a reason I like this bit I picked up from one of her morning shows from April 2019.
So I'm driving to work and I see a police, the old police cars, you know, the white ones. And it's so funny because they're driving like regular pace with me down University. But I'm coming to work in the morning and I look over and they don't have their headlights on. We come to a stoplight and I pull up and I undo my window and they look up and I go, gentlemen, good morning. They go, good morning. I said, did you want to turn your headlights on or not? Are we doing a covert operation?
I suspect both of those police officers recognized Marilyn Dennis instantly, knew who was asking them this. And there are surely academic papers to be written about someone who is probably the highest paid woman in Canadian radio. There's a significant case to be made, too, for the career and achievements of Erin Davis. She would be best known for her years as morning host on CHFI FM in Toronto. I like this bit of audio I pulled from a video clip from City TV when TV host Tracy Moore is bringing on Davis as a guest as she retires from CHFI. Listen, the story Moore starts with here is important in Canadian radio.
She is the name that people fought for her to come back to CHFI when you were gone for 2 years. People fought. The letters came in fast and furiously. 28 years at CHFI, but you've been in radio since you were 18 years old.
Yes. Yes.
Why are you leaving us now?
Well, and I say that it's the hardest decision that I've had to make, because stepping away from something that you love is a very difficult thing, but sometimes you know that it is just time.
It's true, there was tragedy in Erin Davis's life. Her daughter had died suddenly, and Erin and her husband were now caring for their baby granddaughter. But that story about leaving CHFI and the radio station being forced to get her back, that's some power and influence and popularity. And it probably forced competing radio stations, like Chum FM, to keep putting big money into their morning show stars. Somebody should investigate and write that story. Erin Davis, Marilyn Dennis, Ingrid Schumacher have been inspirations to generations of young women who dream of performing on radio. I have not even touched on the fact of women who run newsrooms and news organizations. Amber LeBlanc is news director at 680 News Toronto. Kim Geddes, one of Canada's best radio newscasters of News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto until Bell Media's slash and burn of radio early in 2021. Vista Radio Vice President of News Wendy Gray. Top executive positions in news at CBC and CTV are held by women. Think of the national newscasters heard exclusively on radio on CBC across Canada. Marcia Young, Martina Fitzgerald. And let's not forget, on television, Sandy Rinaldo has been anchoring the weekend late night CTV national newscasts since the 1970s. Some of the best books about radio are written by women. Listening In, Radio and the American Imagination by Susan B. Douglas is referenced in university undergrad and graduate studies throughout the English-speaking world. And novels, Radio Girls by Sarah Jane Stratford in my Season 2, Episode 6, and Red Letter Days, her later novel, with many references to radio. Louise Penny, a best-selling novelist whose mysteries typically include small but significant moments of something being heard over the radio. Penny comes from radio. I recall meeting her at various events in Thunder Bay when I was news director of the Heritage Commercial radio station in town, and she was morning host on the CBC radio station. I wonder if the novel she is co-writing now with Hillary Clinton will have some significant bit of information flow out of the radio. Any new resource about women in radio is necessary and a welcome addition, for study or for sheer enjoyment. In her new book I mentioned, Geneviève Bonin-Lebel calls for more study of radio and of the roles of women in radio. I hope one day to read more about the radio stories of the women I've briefly spoken of here. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.